Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Party Party and I endorse
Gatewood Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, who is not with us. Miss Jolene will not be back until Sunday or Monday. Miss Jolene is actually in the process of relocating into the beautiful state of Colorado, and when she comes back from Colorado, when she comes back on the show, she'll be live from Colorado, so... Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. We've got Pioneer Paula. How are you, Pioneer Paula?
I'm just great. I'm playing gin rummy with my baby girl, Sarah.
Oh, that's great.
She keeps beating ass.
Well, have I got the wrong paper? I'm like, man, I'm not looking right because I'm seeing a birthday there that belongs for tomorrow. Oh, that's what it is. Oh, I had the wrong damn paper, and I had the wrong question of the day today. It's like, whoops, hang on here. Let me relocate myself here. All messed up here. Boy, I'm glad I looked at that. I did have the right date on that. I just had the wrong, I accidentally put the wrong paper up there. Let's get started with our birthdays, and I guess I'll just do the question up for today for tomorrow. First birthday is Darby Estes. Happy birthday to Miss Darby Estes. Her husband, Jamie, is a badass musician. Clifford Perry, big happy birthday to you. Brian McCullough, happy birthday to you, Brian. And today is also Schubert's birthday. So big shout out to you, Schubert, and happy birthday to you. And that is my Facebook friends and family birthday. Miss Paula, do you happen to have any?
My good friend, Brian McCullough. Me, him, and Cher has been through a lot together on this cannabis issue for like almost 20 years. I wish they were still close enough by to celebrate, but happy birthday, buddy. I love you.
Absolutely, Paula. Famous birthdays. Tommy Hawk is 48 years old. Tommy Hawk is. So happy birthday to Tommy Hawk. Katharine Hepburn was born on this day in 1907 and passed away in 2003. Then we have George Carlin. George Carlin was born on this day in 1937 and passed away in 2008. A day in history. On this day in 1957, race car driver A.J. Foyt gets his first pro victory through the Automobile Club and the Midget Club. Kansas City, Kansas is where that happened at on this day in 1957. Question of the day. I actually messed up on all that, and this is question of the day, man. It was a funny-ass question because of the answer that I got and the answer that I've been seeing everybody, but the answer that they give me and things. The question of the day was, 1 ounce of cannabis yields how many joints? The very first person to answer that was Jeff Campbell. And Jeff Campbell, I appreciate you always getting up on there, answering these questions and things. We love that. We love you folks participating in this stuff. Jeff Campbell says it depends. Many row 1 gram joints called Skinners. Some row 2 gram joints in what I call a Bagotti, B-A-G-O-T-A, is Bagotti? I never heard of that.
I've never heard of that word before.
Oh, of course, you have to realize Jeff is in Georgia. Nothing wrong with Georgia people, though. Jeff says it's going to be between 28 to 14, in his opinion. And Beta Thomas, thank you so much, honey, for always sharing in and answering on the questions, too. And she says, not many if you live in eastern Kentucky. I thought that was great, absolutely great. Pioneer Paula, what do you think?
I would say the average, it's going to depend. If you got the Mexican bullshit and you got all the seeds and stems, you're not going to get 28 joints. You might get 28 joints if you got medical and you ain't got no waste. I would say average bag of weed, you might get 20 joints for an ounce.
Well, would you believe that the answer said that it was 84 cigarette joints?
I don't believe it.
I've talked to
not people out of an ounce.
I've been talking to people. They're like, "How many grams has their ounce got in? If you're getting 84 cigarette joints out of an ounce, man, we want to find that person that's got that ounce."
Because there's only 28 grams, so where did they come up with that? Because a gram is barely enough weed broke down to make one joint. So I don't see how they're doing that.
I have no idea, Paula, but I promise you, they said the answer was, and you know, when they say cigarette joints, I'm thinking, well, man, that's a pretty big size joint then if you're going to relate the size of a cigarette. It's not
right. Possible.
You know, it's like, man, I begin to wonder if these answers are even correct that they're giving us. It's like, I think we know better on the answers than they do.
Me too.
And we're not even the ones that's coming up with these questions and answers. So it's like 84 joints. That's like, I had to look at it several times. I was like, is that right? 84 joints? Man, I mean, something don't sound right. crazy.
I don't believe that answer.
Crazy.
If I ever get a whole ounce at one time, I will sit and roll it to see how many joints I can get.
Absolutely, Paula. Some shout-outs. I got a shout-out for John Kalawinski, Randall Bland, Michael Van Dyke, Alyssa Downs, Green Cross of Kentucky, Pioneer Paula Willick. Thank you so much, Paula. Big shout-out to Miss Jolene. It's in the process of moving. April Davis, big shout out to you. Caleb Smith, big shout out to you. Jimmy Morrow, a big shout out to you. And also a big shout out to the love of my life. And thanks. Thank you all so much for listening in. And we appreciate each and every one of y'all for doing that. Let's see. Oh, wow. I mean, we had a scoop earlier in Gallatin County, this afternoon, the high school received a bomb threat that was said to be in a particular area. And the high schools were immediately evacuated to the football field for their safety. There was no endangerment to any of the other schools. The local law enforcement was called, and all areas were searched and investigated. A student has admitted to making the threat as a joke. However, all safety procedures were followed by the school staff and law enforcement to ensure the safety of our schools. The premises have been secured by the administrators and law enforcement, and the students have been permitted to return to class. How do you make a joke about something like that?
They're perverted, sick people.
You know, it's like, what is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you all? You know, that is, I mean, what happened to the, I mean, back when I was a kid, I mean, a joke, when I was a kid, is for the boys always like putting a thumbtack in the seat upside down.
Or a snake.
Or a snake, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, man, I mean, what has happened? I mean, these jokes is just, they're not nice jokes anymore or anything. So it's
they're
like, man. Yeah. The U.S. plans a new wave of immigration deportation raids. They're planning a month-long series of raids in May all the way to June to deport hundreds of Central American mothers and children found to have entered the country illegally. According to the sources, an internal document, the operation would likely be the largest, it would be the largest deportation sweep targeting immigrant families by the administration of President Barack Obama this year after a similar drive over 2 days in January. That that they're going to be focusing on the state of Georgia, Texas, and North Carolina. These raids will result in detention of like 121 people, which are mostly women and children. It sparked an outcry from immigration advocates and criticism from some Democrats, including the party's presidential election front runner, Hillary Clinton. They have a 30-day surge of arrests focused on mothers and children who have been told to leave. They've been told to leave the United States. The documents have been seen. The operation also covers minors who have entered the country without a guardian and since turned 18 years of age. The documents said that two sources confirmed the details of the plan. The exact dates of the latest series of raids were not known, and the details of the operation could change. The operation in January marked a departure for ICE, part of the Department of Homeland Security, and one off of deportation of high-profile raids meant to deter migrants from coming into the United States. Oh, my. So, I mean, it's like, okay, we bring them in. Now we got to, I guess these people snuck in, you know. It says over the same period from 2014 to 2015, there were about 14,000 apprehensions. In 2013 to 2014, there was 19,800 that they had found here and things. And I guess what they do, they give them so long to get out. And if they don't get out, then, I mean, they're coming back after them. They've told them they're really supposed to leave. They're not here legally. And I don't know, man. Crazy, crazy. They say Google is the world's most valuable company once again. Its shares of Apple briefly fell below $90 for the first time in nearly a year. They're worth $498 billion. That's a lot of money. Can you imagine that? $498 billion? Crazy. Absolutely crazy. I can't find it now. I had seen yesterday where a woman, I guess she was a Muslim woman, she was in a judge's courtroom. And the judge kept asking her to take her headpiece off of her head, and she refused to take it off, and he arrested her right in the courtroom. Do we think that's right or not?
She was in contempt of court.
I said I have to say that the judge is right, because when a guy walks in there, if he's got a hat on, the guy has to take his hat off. So, I mean, you're in contempt of court. Right. And, I mean, he ordered her and told her several times to take her head wrap off. She refused. So, yeah, he locked her right up.
Well, she could have left. We did that one time in court down here. And so we decided to leave. Instead of taking the cap off, we left.
The weather here today is 79 and cloudy, and, I mean, it's humid, very, very humid. And Paula, what is the weather where you're at?
Thunderstorms and 70.
Oh, wow, y'all got thunderstorms, huh?
Yeah, we've had rain. It's sunshine a little bit now, but, yeah, we've had thunder and storms all day today, but no tornadoes.
Well, Bill Clinton is in Kentucky today. He's been all over Kentucky.
And I thought I smelled something.
Yeah. He's been in Kentucky making his rounds all around two or three different places. My phone's been going off. I've actually took a couple apps off because these apps have actually been notifying me that, you know, for me to go out to meet Bill Clinton. Well, I don't want to meet fucking Bill Clinton. You know, who the hell I don't want to meet him. He's nothing to me.
Right.
You know. And I guess Ozzy Osbourne is still missing. I mean, I haven't heard that they found him or not, but I guess he's still missing.
Sharon didn't murder him.
No, Sharon did not murder him. But I bet you, boy, she was hot on his ass. when she kicked him out the door. You know. And he's upset a lot of his fans, too, where he was fooling around on her. So it's like, man, shame on you. Shame on you. I mean,
he may be jacked up with his sweetie.
Well, that's what I think. I think that he is probably shacked up with his sweetie. That is actually what I think. I think the same thing, Paula. It's like, wow. 20 oak breadsticks wholesale package, $400 shipped, PayPal accepted, MoneyGram and Western Union and custom engraved. Now, I have no idea what that is, but Derek Rayburn has them. And they're 20 oak breadsticks wholesale package. And that, I mean, $400 shipped, I don't know what that is, man. Man, that's an expensive breadstick. I mean, when I hear breadstick, I'm wondering, is he talking about food or wood? Because he's a woodcutter.
Right.
it's like, man, I mean, what is that? Who knows? There wasn't any casualties down there, was there, Paula, in the tornado? Nobody died?
No, there was only 10 injuries in Mayfield, and only two of those had to stay overnight, but there was no major injuries at all, none.
Wow, ain't that, and what about that one guy that, I know you shared that one picture with me where he was all in all that rubble and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
wow,
we were very blessed that it didn't do more than it did, and that there were no deaths. And two tornadoes turned. The one in Mayfield turned and missed the elementary school, and the one headed for Draftonville turned and went to Benton. But see, we've got two schools in Draftonville, two high schools, and an elementary school in Draftonville that could have got hit if it hadn't have turned.
Right. Yeah, it could have been tragic. It sure could have. Sure could have been tragic. I mean, it's like, man. As far as local news, the only local news I want to know about is I want to know who Greg Thumbo's got sued. I know he's got the governor sued, but they say he's got a couple of other people, and I want to know the names that Greg Thumbo's got sued. Who's he got sued here?
I don't know. I don't keep up with all that donkey and kangaroo bullshit up there. I'm just going to smoke my pot and play in my yard, and they can just go to hell as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely, Paula. Absolutely. Well, tonight at Cosmic Charlie's, Jelly Roll is at live at Cosmic Charlie's tonight. That is at 388 Woodland Avenue in Lexington, Kentucky. Starts at 10 o'clock. And I will be there. I will be there taking lots of pictures, video, and supporting this young man and things. So,
oh, look,
got anything to do, people? Huh?
I said a little bit of trivia. On this date in 2000, which was May 12th, was the day that my children, which is Brian's birthday. That's one reason I always remember Brian's birthday, because it was the day that the children got to meet Willie Nelson, and me and Brian Cher got to be backstage and hang out with Willie. That was a beautiful night. But it was in 2000 on May 12th that Miss Sarah got to meet Willie Nelson.
Aww.
And she don't remember nothing about it because she was like three. Five.
Oh.
She was five. And
oh, wow.
And her elbow was cracked, but we do have the cast where Willie signed her cast, and I think I still got the Pocahontas dress where he autographed that, too.
Aww.
Oh.
Friday.
Oh, Sarah says Willie was touching Michaela's boobs when he autographed her shirt.
On Friday, May the 13th, coming up on Friday to Sunday, Waddy Stock is the Spring Fest of Waddy Stock is going on there with Ravis Davis. Thank you. Looking for something to do. Waddy Stock's this weekend in Waddy, Kentucky. Redstone Band, Lame, Dallas Co Band, Borderline South, and a few more are going to be added to the thing. Are you ready, Paula?
Yep, I'm sure I am. I'm always ready for 420.
It's almost that time, Paul. I'm watching the clock go down and down and down. Here we go, folks. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go.
Puff, puff, pass.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Thank you, Don Miller. Thank you so much, Don Miller and Pat Riley down there in Doylestown, Tennessee. Love those guys. And Willie Nelson, thank you also for your endorsement. And thank you, guys. Even I want to give a big shout-out to Raymond Buddy Plan out there. I've been having a little bit of complaint about some people about saying, oh, well, you can't play that music or you can't play that song because there's a copyright on it. Well, hell with you fuckers out there that don't want us to play your fucking music and trying to threaten me. We've got Willie Nelson's endorsement. We can play Willie songs. We've got Don Mueller. We've got Raymond Buddy Plant. I've got a million other bands. I've got Kung Fu Grip. I've got The Beat Daddies. I've got Spectrum. I mean, man, I could just go on and on and on with bands and people that I know of music that loves us to play their music. So, you know, actually, I'll talk to Jelly Roll tonight and ask Jelly Roll if we can play some of his shit. So, I mean, you know, hell with that. I mean, it's like, man, I had posted a video not too long ago up on YouTube, and it was just actually me driving down the road and videoing me driving down the road, and the radio was on, and I actually got in trouble because whoever the fuck it was, and I don't even know who the band was, I really don't know these people, but oh yeah, they got all butthurt, said I was trying to copyright their music. I'm not trying to copyright your music, you dumb fucks. You know, that was what was on my radio as I was driving down the road. It's like, man.
Well, I'd make damn sure it wasn't on my radio no more.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I mean, that's what I was thinking. I was like, you know, hell with you all. You know, I mean, you want to piss your fans off and things? Shit, that's a good way to take and to go dead as a damn band. You know, I mean, to me, it looks like to me you'd want everybody to
What was the name
world.
Of the band? What was the name of the song? I'd like to know so I make damn sure if it comes on my radio, I'll turn it off.
I'll try to find it for you, Paul, and send it to you. And
let me know what the name of that was.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, it's like, how crazy is that? Where they say that if I have a FCC license, if I will get an FCC license, then, you know, I can play that kind of stuff. Well, you know, fuck you. I'm not getting no FCC license. You know, I'm not paying that. I'm not paying for that and things. Because, you know, I mean, that, to me, that's for people that are making money. And we're not making any money off of any of this stuff. You know, we're just trying to educate people and trying to bring awareness to people out there. Big shout-out to Brent and Sherry Goss. Brent and Sherry Goss, a big shout-out to you folks out there and things. So thank you all so much in Louisville down there for sharing the show and for listening in. We appreciate it so much and things. We've only got four minutes left. Like I say, Miss Jolene is not here with us. She will be back either on Sunday or Monday. Miss Jolene is actually going to be live with us in the legal state of Colorado. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to all the stuff that Jolene can tell us once she's settled in up there in Colorado and things. So let's send them out some good wishes and good vibes and prayers that, you know, they have a safe journey of relocating out of Utah into Colorado. So, wow, man. The Friday jackpot of the Mega Millions is $161 million, man. That's a lot of money. $161 million. It'd be nice to win that.
Yeah,
I don't even play the lottery.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't even play the lottery, so it's like, oops, well, there goes your chances, you know. If you don't play the lottery, you're just sort of shit out of luck. Hardly ever know. My, let's see, I was trying to see on the events. I think I told all the events, didn't I? Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th. It's two nights of the Trucker Hat Coalition at Halls on the River. Halls on the River is at 1225 Athens Boonesboro Road in Winchester. Also, we have May the 13th and 14th. Restless Leg and Moonshine District are going to be at the Envy event, the complex, which is at 2319 Woodhill Drive in Lexington, Kentucky. Also, there is on Saturday, May the 14th, there's Open House Celebration Kentucky Hemp Works. That's going to be going on from Saturday from 10 in the morning to 7 o'clock. That is at 11609 Dawson Springs Road, Crofton, Kentucky. Ain't you going to be at that, Paula?
Yep, with bells on, and they may not like me after the day's over with, but I will have my say. I do not appreciate being told what I can and cannot wear and what I can and what I cannot talk about this entire plant. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep, just saying.
Really? Oh, that's not cool, yep. Paula. I mean, that's sort of heartbreaking, really, to hear that from those folks, the hemp folks.
Yeah, because I've been in this movement longer than anybody else that will be there.
Right. Yeah, that's sad. Absolutely sad.
Yeah.
I want to thank the love of my life again, once again, for listening in. Big shout out to Miss Jolene. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula, for being on the show with us. And we're going to be back tomorrow with the same day at the same time. Well, it won't be the same day. It'd be a different day. It'd be Friday. Another show tomorrow. Everybody have a good evening. God bless. Love everybody. And bye-bye. Bye-bye, Paula.
Bye. Love you.
Love you, baby.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.